Hey, 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 welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Thompson, but I'm also the executive director and founder of Self Love Beauty, a nonprofit that promotes confidence for all generations. And I'm the co-founder of Blue Wave Wellbeing, a company that integrates play into workplace DNA. My vision is to create a world where everyone is empowered to love themselves and achieve anything that they desire. I truly want people to have confidence, feel supported, and to have a community that wraps their arms around them. And that is exactly why we are here and what we are for you. We are here to teach you tools and skills and to hear from other people's stories so that you gain confidence and have more of a self-loving journey. So this podcast is your go-to for learning ways to be more confident, fearless, and self-loving. So come along on this journey with me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Thompson. And as always, it's such an honor to be here. It is a beautiful week, beautiful month in Michigan. It is our fall season. So a lot of people are taking their boats in, which is super sad. I was on my last boat a couple of weeks ago, went and saw a band with some friends on a boat. So that was really awesome. And really just taking in and soaking in the last couple of weeks of that summer weather before we hit that fall when the leaves change. And, you know, it's also another development for many of us where we're changing. We're getting ready for this holiday season. We're going to be around family. We're going to be doing different things. And so it's an opportunity for us to look into the last week of September into October of how do I want to show up? How do I want my final months of 2021 to look? And, you know, for anybody who's been following our journey and my journey, I've shared so much about the progression that I've had in 2021. You know, I left my company a couple of years ago, working corporate to run my nonprofit full-time and Blue Wave Wellbeing. And I shared in March, it was a struggle. I was crying. I was struggling. In April, I was struggling. And then I felt like this summer, I just made a lot of movement in my life and really figuring out what I need to be attracted to when it comes to career, people, dating, and the whole shebang. And so thank you for continuing to show up on the podcast and being here to learn about your how to grow in your journey, because I know that it's not easy. I share every week about the importance of growing because I'm growing as well. You know, here at the Confident Podcast, we are all about teaching people about confidence because, you know, if you take me back to 10 years ago, I was not a confident person. I was able to shadow it by being an outgoing person, but I wasn't able to feel that power, that freedom inside. And I had a lot of fears. If you take me back to when I first took the first leap for my life, the scares and the fears were all there, but it's continuing to evolve and change. And I share that because today we're going to be talking about the breakthrough of fear into having confidence. And it's such an important thing for us to understand. It's important for us to understand what is stopping us. What are our limiting beliefs? How are we going to feel alive? And what does it even look like? And so I have an amazing guest on the show today. She is outside of Chicago a little bit. And so we're neighbors in a sense. She's Chicago, I'm Michigan. So we get to experience this beautiful cold weather that we're about to get here in a couple of months. But Julie, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being on. And I would love for you to just introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I love your intro and I love some of the things that you were sharing. I just moved to a lake house and I just had my first glimpse of sadness this morning because I'm here. The weather's been warm. It's been sunny and the neighbors are pulling in their piers because some of these houses are like weekend houses. But I'm like, oh no, I said it can't be over already. So I know exactly what you're talking about when it's like, all right, that winter time is coming. But being on the lake is magical. But I have been working for myself for over 20 years, specifically as what I call a workplace transformationalist, which is really about helping workplaces make huge transformations happen in terms of who they're hiring, the culture they're creating, and the toxicity, the toxic workplace situations that they're allowing in. So we're really looking at transforming workplaces, but you know, that journey has been quite a personal one for me as well. And at any time we're moving towards shifting a workplace, changing culture, changing morale, the foundational piece of that is always about making a personal transformation happen from the top leadership tier down. So if you are tuning into this podcast and you are really interested in breaking through your fears, know that it is going to serve you. The strategies that you learn in this podcast will serve you wherever you go, because it's always about mindset first and then strategy, skill set second. So it's really important, this podcast and tuning into the show and implementing what you're learning.
Yeah. So Julie, take us to your point in your life when you had your own breakthrough with fear. So I think, again, like we teach these things, but it's mostly because we went through our own transformation, our own journey. We went through a lot of the suck to get to where we are. And so if you want to share a little bit where you started and how that journey with the breakthrough was for you, that'd be awesome.
You know, you asked me that question, Lisa, and I'm like, all right, which time, which fear?
yes, exactly.
You know, and I would think of myself as somebody who had a lot of confidence from growing up dancing and kind of breaking through a lot of those fears. But it's really interesting how in your life and as your journey progresses and unfolds that it's like, oh, wait a second, there's another fear and there's something else I need to walk through. And that's all part of the growth. But one of the biggest things, and there's a couple in my life that really stand out as profound moments where I really had to increase my confidence and overcome fear was, well, okay. So one time was when I was leaving corporate America. I was there for 8 years. And not only was I leaving corporate America, I wanted to start speaking, but the backstory to that is I was also going through a really sticky divorce and I was in an abusive relationship. And I didn't know how to get out of it. And I didn't know how to end the marriage. It was only 4 short years. But at the time, I thought I was failing if I left the marriage. And I had to really overcome that thought and get to a new place inside of my own mind to make some forward strides happen, to break through that fear. So I remember sitting there thinking about my marriage, thinking about like, okay, I'm gonna go through with this. I'm gonna get a divorce. I'm gonna step through this. And the biggest thing that propelled me forward were other people's words. I didn't know that I can make a big change happen in my life and that it would start with my own mindset. I thought maybe there's something wrong with me and I'm meant to have like this broken, silly, crazy relationship. But I started reading books. I went to the bookstore when Barnes and Noble was all the rage on Friday nights, you know, go to the bookstore and I started picking up books by Ogmandino, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown. And I was like, wait a second. These people are all telling me if I simply change my thought, it's going to inspire me to take a new action. And that was a pivotal moment for me, realizing how critically important my mindset is to building my confidence and to helping me walk through my fears. So I would get these books in this abusive relationship. I'd be alone in my house at times, and I'd sit in the corner, dark corner of a room with a highlighter. And I'd be reading these books, highlighting different words, thinking, ah, something different is possible. And I made a decision at that point too. I said, all right, not only am I going to get out of this abusive situation, not only am I going to get out of this marriage, but if I could impact other people's lives with my words, that would be like the best thing that I could ever do. So I decided in that moment, not only was I leaving my marriage, leaving corporate America, but I was also going to speak and to impact other people as much as I could.
That's amazing. And so obviously we both know that when you have these aha moments, these moments of like, okay, I'm going to shift my mindset. Things don't always go exactly uphill, super beautiful as we would like, because life is not this like beautiful roadmap of like, okay, this is my change, my mindset. This is how I'm going to get there. There's bumps in the road. So tell us, like, when did those fears come up? Because obviously there were had to have been fears that came in the way, you know, and,
or, oh my gosh,
you know, and yeah, tell us like about that.
They were there like, oh my gosh, nonstop, because, you know, you even think about yourself up-leveling your mindset and you're with a partner who's not up-leveling their mindset. And not only are they not up-leveling their mindset, they're trying to pull you back down. You know, and that happens even outside of abusive relationships, where it could just be a friendship. It could be a mom, it could be a dad, but they're like, who do you think you are? You're going to uplevel your life like that. Come back here and be comfortable with the rest of us. So there is that is a huge obstacle. It's the environment that you're in, the people that you're around. Those things are things that will keep you stuck and validate the feelings that you have, that you shouldn't push through these fears. But when you hang on to a vision for something that you want that's greater than your present circumstances, that is going to propel you forward. So you've got to get really connected with a strong, compelling vision that's going to make you think like, whoa, wait a second, there's something really cool on the other side of the bridge or on the other side of the fence, and that's what I'm going for, and that's what I'm going to keep going for. But to me, a lot of the stuck places had to do with other people. Me being codependent. Codependency is huge, especially if you're a woman. it's part of us, is that we're codependent. Somebody else is having a bad day, now we're having a bad day. If somebody else is upset, oh, now we're upset. So it's really breaking through and owning and taking control of my own emotions so that I could get to the point to say, Julie, you're responsible for making this change happen. Now, how do you want to go forward with it? And to keep moving towards that vision that I saw inside of my head for a better life, for a way that I could become an impactor to many people through my words or through my writings, and to help people know that something different is possible. And that's what motivated me. But the sticking points you're going to have is other people. It's going to be your environment. It's going to be about what's feeding your mind. Because you could say, oh, yeah, cool, I'm going to have this mindset, I'm going to do this. And you just listen to this motivational speaker or whatever it might be. And then you're like, oh, well, wait a second. Now I'm back in my, I think you use the word sucky. I'm back in my sucky relationship. I'm in my sucky life. And I'm here with reality that I'm seeing with my eyes. And man, it's tough.
It totally is. Well, and you've hit on a few things that I want to go back to. First off, you said in the beginning, you were reading books in the corner, highlighting things, and these words were hitting you in the most magical, beautiful way. But I think on the flip side too, one of the interesting things is, so then you go out into the world and you're back with the people who are negative and who have negative words. And those, just as much as those good words affect us in the most beautiful way, those negative words that people say to us affect us too. And so it's really back to that self-awareness. You said to yourself, you were asking yourself questions. Julie, what do you like? How are you going to handle this? How are you going to do this? And one thing that I express a lot of people, especially when I'm going through my own transformations in life, is asking yourself the tough questions, asking yourself those questions, because it's so easy to play victim mindset of, oh, well, this person says I can't do this, or I'm not good enough here. And we can play victim mindset all day long, but guess what? That's never going to get us to our goals. So yes. I think that's one interesting thing that you said. Very cool. And then the other piece is that codependency thing. Mm. So a lot of times people think codependency actually means codependency on another person in a relationship. But you pointed out something that I really want to highlight, and that's that codependency is really on also too, like taking on people's emotions, taking on their baggage. It's not just the codependency on, I'm going to rely on you to take care of me. It's how we sometimes as women, we take on other people's baggage without even realizing it. And then we become sad, become mad, we become all these things, and we get into this vicious cycle of change. And so I think a lot of times when it comes to fear and confidence in yourself, so confidence again is about your skills and your talents, and self-love is about your self-worth and how you respect yourself and the way that you perceive yourself. And both go hand in hand when it comes to overcoming your fears, you know. I remember, I will never forget the conversation that I had with a woman. This was back in 2016. She had left her corporate job to run her boutique full time. And this is like totally work-related. She was in, she was engaged. She broke off her engagement and she took the leap. And I remember wanting to take the leap too, but I was scared crapless, not even gonna lie, scared crapless. And I remember her saying to me, you will know when it's time. And I was like, okay, but I feel like that way now. And she's like, no, like you're getting there. You're going through your transformation right now. You'll know when it's time. And I will never forget when I finally just had the point in my life where I had been going uphill. Lots of like fears in the way, lots of like, I would say bumps in the road. If you're picturing going up a mountain, lots of like pieces on the hill. But I think one of the things is when you get to the top and you could either go back down or look over this beautiful sky. And all I wanted to do was look over and I wanted to see it and not go back down in a negative way. And so that's when I had my aha moment of, if I'm going to have this breakthrough, I have to continue through it. And I don't know about you. I still have my days. I still have my days of tears and like, what am I doing with my life?
Well, I think if we're growing, you know, in the right direction, I think most days are going to be like that, where it's, you know, I was even waking up this morning. I'm like, wait a second, what am I doing? You know, you realize, okay, now we're working on the next book and we're doing this and we're doing that. I'm like, okay, wait a second. Who am I? What am I doing? So I think every day, you know, when you get to that place where you're in a growth mode, which I'm hoping will be every day for everybody who's listening to this, because there's all kinds of growth that we could experience that make life incredible and wonderful. But yeah, you've got moments of just like, whoa, wait a second. What am I doing? Who do I think I am? And that's where the confidence comes in, is to say, yeah, I can break through this. I can walk through this. I could do something new and I'm going to be okay.
And even listening and having this conversation, like you can hear our voices get a little bit higher and a little bit more excited because we are at a different level than what we were years ago. When we talk about our story, we're like, ugh. So much pain, so much stuff that we had to go through. Then we talk about where we are at right now and those tones completely change in our voices. And I want to bring that to everybody's clarity. If you're picking up on that, I'm picking that up because I can tell the minute I start talking about what I love, my voice changes. And so think about anybody listening. If you're talking about something in your life that gets you excited, that gets you like pumped, your voice is changing, your attitude is changing. People see that glow. I put quotes because it's that glow of confidence because you're like, I'm going to overcome these fears because the other side is more beautiful than ever. And so that takes me to my question of, so what does it feel like to come alive? So I feel like right now I'm like at a point in my life where it's like, I've done so much hard work. I'm coming alive to be the person that I was meant to be. I still have a lot of long ways to go, but tell me in your words, like, what does it mean to feel alive and come alive?
So I think for me, and I had another profound experience in my life, but to me, coming alive is really about you rediscovering yourself. So I am not only divorced, I'm also widowed. And in 2012, my husband instantly and suddenly died. And I'll tell you the short version of that story. And that is that basically he had a heart attack, and I was on a video training at the time that it was happening. And I came out and I was like, pandemonium, right? I go into my office, he's making me dinner and, you know, saying, okay, see you on the other side. And then little did I know that during that time, he would pass away. And life instantly and suddenly changed for me. But what was so monumental about this point in my time, it was not only a big spiritual awakening, but it was also, wait a second, I'm doing everything for everybody else. And I remember standing there in my 1904 barn house or farmhouse, I should say. And my husband had passed away. My son had moved out 6 weeks prior. My mother-in-law like was panicking and she was moving out and going to go live with her daughter. So I'm like, okay, this house that I got for everybody else, and even the bunny was gone. The bunny had died. So it was like this house that I got for everybody else, they all left. And I'm still standing in this place where I created a life for everyone else, doing everything for everybody else. And then it's like, how did I get here? And not to say it was horrible, but without everybody else and everything else in your life, who are you? And that was the question that I had to think about because I felt really unfulfilled in that moment, thinking everything I am is for everybody else. I have to change this. And I remember the first point of coming back to life for me was really getting in touch with my desires, thinking about, well, what is it that I desire? What is it that I want in my life? And I even went so far where I created a desire wall and I took 5x7 post-it notes. And anytime I felt an inkling from the universe, as I'll call it, of something I desired, whether it was diamonds, diamond earrings was one of the things, or long kisses in the wind or flowers, I put it on my desire wall. And then I took responsibility for bringing that thing into my life. So after my husband passed away, one of the things on my list was flowers. And I remember thinking like, wow, he always got me flowers. He got me a lot of flowers. And I've been very lucky to be in relationships where there was a lot of flowers. So now I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to buy myself flowers. So I would surround myself where every point of the room where I looked, there was just like a beautiful bunch of flowers. And I remember at the time asking people, like, when was the last time you bought yourself flowers? And the lady at the grocery store would be, oh, I wait for my husband to get me those flowers. Or somebody else would look at me as I'm leaving with my cart full of flowers. I mean, literally no food, just a cart full of flowers. They'd be like, oh, well, that's really nice. I haven't had flowers in so long. I'm like, well, why not? So for me, it was really about authentically getting in touch with my desires, the things that fulfill me, and the things that make me happy. And I try to remember this even in current relationships, whether it's with family's friend or my boyfriend, is like, where am I not feeling fulfilled? And then how do I take steps so that I bring those things into my life where I'm not waiting for anybody else or for any other kind of moment to happen to have those things? I'm working at bringing those into my life now.
Absolutely. I think that you painted that picture so beautifully and it resonates so well, probably with so many people in our listening in, and it resonates with me because it's one of those things where it's so easy to say,
yeah,
so easy to say, like, I wish I had this. I want this. I long for this. I desire for this. I can't wait until one day, but you said something that was very interesting. You said two words. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
Why not you? Why not, you know, now? Why not all of these things that we want? Why not want to come alive right now? And so I think that that is so beautiful when we think about breaking through our fears to find our confidence. It's like, why not start? What is holding us back? And it's back to the self. It's back to asking yourself these questions. And, you know, in the beginning of September, there was a new moon. And for me, I used to not do rituals or practices on those days. And I have found that over time, as I've leveled up and have grown as a person, those are my moments of my most journaling that happens. And I found myself journaling a couple of weeks ago about, like, what do I want next? You know, I was on a vacation for 10 days and I remember we went and saw the Lion King. So we were at Animal Kingdom. We were seeing the Lion King and I'm in the middle of the show and I'm bawling my eyes out. Mm-hmm. And all I could tell myself was, I love my life, but I can't go back to go back to old habits. I had worked so hard the last couple of months working on, like, not getting out of old habits to go to new ones. And I share that to say, I had a moment of reflection, I guess, during a revolution of the Lion King, or during, I don't even know what song. And it's
there's no better time than when you watch.
Yes, exactly. And I was reflecting and journaling on that of, like, I've come so far, but it's so easy to go back to the old ways. It's so easy. It's so easy to say, you know, as an entrepreneur, oh, just be easier if I have, like, this type of job where I'd steady income, blah, 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 blah. Or it's easy to say, like, I'll just go back to that person because that's all I know. And right, the future is unknown. Or the friend groups. Oh my gosh, I have to put myself out there and make friends that actually are going to make me level up and be a better person. Like, we know that that's scary to anybody listening in that's like, oh, well, you guys are at a different level. No, I still have to do that. I still have to put myself out there. And you said so many things about that desire. So, like, anybody listening in, huge, huge moment there of, like, get the post-it notes, get that journal, grab whatever you need and, like, hold on to it. And, like, I think I actually have mine sitting right here. You guys can't see it, but it says dare to dream on the outside. And I've really worked this last year of focusing on writing. So, like, writing things that come to my mind, writing things that come to it. I'm not perfect at it. You can ask anybody, any of my friends. Meditation and journaling are, like, the hardest things for me. I do things in other ways, but I share all this to say you have come in a lot. You shared, you came alive because you were putting practices in your life to level up. To fulfill those desires. And what we don't do a lot is we don't fill those desires because we're scared.
Yes. We're scared. Or it goes back to thinking that, hey, other people should be doing these things for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So part of confidence is really knowing that you have the ability within you to create a life that cultivates happiness for you and that empowers you to attract your dreamy people, your, ideal, what do you say, friends or relationships that you desire. But you've got to first define what that looks like for you. And a lot of people skip that step. They think like, oh, okay, we'll see what the world brings me and what I'm supposed to have in this lifetime. But get clear on what does it for you. And I love what you're saying about writing it down and not being perfect about it, but do what I call messy writing and just write it down. You know, write down what you get clarity around. Like, what do you desire? Like, what kind of relationship do you want? What kind of relationship do you feel you deserve? You know, write those things down so that you know at least what's the target. What do I want to go for? What am I worth achieving and getting in this lifetime? And I tell you what, right now, it's more than you think.
Oh, beautiful. Exactly. It's so much more than we could ever imagine. And I want to add on to that is when you hit that point where you do hit a level that you've maybe written down or you've hit that desire, anybody listening in, I just ask you to celebrate. To celebrate, because what I've realized, I remember my first keynote speaking engagement where I got paid and I just like kind of woke up like super excited. And one of my girlfriends went up with me to the conference that I was speaking at, and she brought a bottle of champagne. And I'll never forget her saying, "We need to celebrate this." And I was like, no, it's like, thanks for coming up with me. Like, it's all good. She's like, no, like you had this as a desire for a very long time. You had to overcome fears, a lot of fears to get to where you're at. So we need to celebrate. And that was a monumental moment for me of noticing like what we normally do is, okay, we have a desire, we meet it. We go to the next desire. We keep moving forward, but we don't celebrate those small steps. And we have made a deal in our friend group. Like we celebrate all those moments. Maybe it's a high five, a hug, champagne, like maybe a trip. But like to anybody listening in, like sometimes if you're by yourself and you're celebrating, that is okay to give yourself a hug. It is okay to high five yourself. It is okay to freaking just say to yourself, like, I'm so proud of you. Look how far you've come. Because when you want the next step in your life, you have to basically reframe your mindset and your brain to be excited. Because if we continue to just move forward and say, I need more money, I need more of this, I have this desire, we're going to forget like why we even wanted these desires in the beginning. And like those celebrations lets you soak them in and really appreciate them.
Oh, I agree. I think celebrate, even my clients will say, oh my goodness, another celebration.
Yes!
You gotta keep celebrating. Let your team see you bringing flowers in for yourself. And when they ask, hey, who sent you flowers? Say, hey, I did. You know,
yes.
I achieve this? Right? So there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not boastful, but you have to know that you deserve to have amazing things happen in your life and get out of the mindset, break the mindset that says, I'm not good enough. I didn't do enough yet. I didn't work hard enough. You've got to really elevate beyond those mindsets and adapt some new ones so that you can step into that zone of celebrating, but even taking that action. So having confidence to take the action is going to help you break the mindset of thinking, I've got to work harder. I've got to do more. I'm not good enough. But celebrate, even if it's looking at a picture of yourself or looking in the mirror and giving yourself some eye contact and going, you did a good job. You did good.
Exactly. Exactly. So to just kind of like recap on everything that we've discussed, it's really about, you know, changing that mindset, reframing that mindset. It's about how are you going to overcome these fears? And it's surrounding yourself with people that aren't as negative. It's also about those conversations that you're having with yourself. It's about how you look at codependency and, you know, back to the words of why not? And those desires. And it is a lot of work. We're not going to sit here and say that it's not. We would both get it, but it's a beautiful type of work. And it's, you can choose. Do you want both are hard. So you can choose to stay where you're at and fight through so much, or you can choose the other type of hard, which has this beautiful rainbow at the end of it. So to close us out, Julie, do you have anything else that you would like to share with the audience?
You know, I think what you're saying is really important is that it could be hard. And to me, the hardest work that you're going to do as you uplevel your life, whether you're looking for a promotion or you're looking just to uplevel your relationship or get out of a relationship, the hardest work is going to be in what you do inside of your mind. So get some good support in place. I love, Lisa, you're sharing about your friends and the celebrations, but know that there are people out there who will celebrate you. So stay away from the people who are merely tolerating you, or you feel like you're tolerating them, and go where the celebrations are happening. And there's good groups, good circles that you could be in where people will give you those high fives. But know the hardest work is going to be the time that you're alone sitting there with your own thoughts. And that's when you can make a clear choice to continue thinking those thoughts that are going to keep propelling you backwards, or give yourself the opportunity to think a new thought and get a different result. And that's where the hardest work is. But man, that's the rewarding stuff too.
It is. It is. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It was so great thank to chat you. With you. Talk about leveling up and just like breaking through your fears. And so anybody tuning in, I know for a fact that you've taken some really great nuggets away from here today. And as I always say, continue to spread love and kindness to everybody that you meet. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you receive many tools, resources, and ways to reflect on your self-love and confidence journey. I want you to be more brave, have more resiliency, be stronger, and ultimately thrive along this journey. And we want to be part of that for you. Remember, this is a community that wants to wrap their arms around you for you to feel supported and to gain confidence in so many areas of your life. So please reach out to me at info@selflovebeauty.com to share more about yourself, your story, comment on the podcast, or if you need any other information or advice from me. And thank you again for listening, and let's continue to grow to be the best versions of ourselves. Thank you.